Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo among the speakers at last night's second night of the Republican National Convention. Pompeo delivering his speech from Jerusalem, praising the president's foreign policy, including a recent Middle East peace deal.
And just 2 weeks ago, the president brokered a historic peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. This is a deal that our grandchildren will read about in their history books.
Police in Kenosha, Wisconsin have now confirmed that two people died overnight in riots in the streets of that city following the weekend shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man who was shot repeatedly by police as he was walking towards his car to get in. Republican lawmakers in the state say Governor Tony Evers could have stopped some of the violence by accepting help from President Trump, which the governor waved away. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hurricane Laura is rapidly strengthening and could be a Category 4 hurricane, much stronger than previously expected, when it hits the Texas or Louisiana coastline this evening. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says one of the big problems from the storm will be storm surge.
This isn't just coastal. The land is so low in these areas. Cameron Parish, over to Calcasieu Parish, some of these areas, 30 miles, even 35 miles inland, you can see some of this storm surge.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says he's not leaving Liberty University empty-handed. The now former president of the Lynchburg, Virginia school telling the Washington Post that he's getting a severance package of more than $10 million. Liberty officially accepted Falwell's resignation yesterday. After leading the university for 13 years, it comes as he faces allegations of a sex scandal involving himself and his wife. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Some good news finally for California firefighters. The weather is going to be helping a bit. Cal Fire officials say they're making progress on 3 wildfires around the San Francisco Bay Area thanks to the weather. Many of the more than 600 fires in the state were started by lightning, but still the weather could turn with dry lightning again, with strong winds and warm temperatures threatening to start more blazes in the coming days. At least 7 people have been killed by those fires. The CDC is now telling employees to avoid confrontation with people who do not want to mask up. New guidance from the agency recommends retail and service industry workers not argue with customers who make threats or become violent over it. Many businesses have put in mask requirements while visiting their stores. The CDC says those companies can take steps to avoid any workplace violence, like conflict resolution training and putting in security systems. Designated safe areas have also been brought up so that employees have somewhere to go if they feel threatened. And Chicago White Sox player Lucas Giolito has thrown the first no-hitter of this unusual Major League Baseball season, giving up one walk and striking out 13 as the White Sox beat the Pirates 4-0 in Chicago. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
You know, and sometimes in order to do that, we have to look in the rearview mirror to, question, hey, how did we get here anyway? 2020, the year of vision, and you go back decades and see how so subtle, you know, just minor changes in the culture and how they're on exponential display these days. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller joins us now. He's the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to hear you today. And as always, there's a lot of exciting things happening in the world that we can take a look at and maybe put a different angle on, different perspective, so that people can understand our past and our present, and then hopefully we can shape our future.
Well, without a doubt, before we get there, I want to get your read on, what's going on in this week's convention. I mean, I'm seeing a revival taking place right before our eyes of the Republican Party.
Oh, I'm thrilled. And everyone I've talked to, and that includes some Democrats, by the way,
yes,
are thrilled with what's happening. I think the positivity, and I think the message of hope versus darkness and despair is encouraging to people. I think it makes people want to really get behind their flag, their nation, this great creed that we have, that we are one nation under God, is really becoming strong and powerful again in our nation.
Without a doubt, and also the salute and acknowledgement of naturalized citizens. What the RNC had done in terms of the naturalization swear-in, that was just, it was touching. Again, it reminds you, again, of our roots. And as I said at the beginning, you know, sometimes we got to look in the rearview mirror to see, you know, where we were and who we were then and compared to where we are now.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, if anyone just takes the time to go back and just read that oath to become a citizen, reminding them that it's to defend our nation from all enemies, but it also ends with a swearing in of, so help me God.
Yes.
And that promise that God is overseeing what we do, and we acknowledge that, becomes extremely powerful. And I know there were a few moments, a few gatherings of the DNC where they decided to omit God from the pledge, and we can see every step of the way, we see evidence of the chipping away of, or the attempt to chip away of, a great foundation. But you know, deep in the heart of an American, and I mean a true American, I don't mean just because you're born here, but the heart of a true American is your heart still skips a beat when you sing the national anthem. It still does something to you when you salute the flag, when you give pledge allegiance to the flag. And I think that is going to be a resounding message that's going to come through in this election.
Well, and this has been boiling for quite a while, Phil. You know, the disrespect of the red, white, and blue by these multimillionaire sports figures and that. I mean, you know, at the very heart of the American patriot, this is a debasement of that emotion, especially if you've defended the country, if you carry in your heart. And by defending the country, it doesn't necessarily mean, yes, there's obvious ways to defend the country. You serve in a capacity in the military or as in law enforcement or first responders on down. But you also, you're a defender of the country, just as you just said, that you carry in your heart a love for this country, an honor and respect for this country, that you will not allow somebody to dishonor the things that represent the country, you know, I believe, the greatest country on God's green earth.
Well, you know, our family history is certainly one that attests to that. I mean, our family came here from Holland in the 1600s, and my relatives date back in terms of the military to the American Revolution, where one of my relatives was a rifleman under George Washington. And so for me, there's a great pathway there of patriotism that I have to appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to understand that it wasn't without sacrifice. It wasn't without great, great trauma, honestly. Mm-hmm. My dad's older brother lied about his age in World War I and went into the military and was part of that group that were trapped behind the Argonne Forest and none expected to come out alive. And when he did come out, he was never quite right. And so, you know, you could see that living out in his life every day, the price he paid to serve his nation.
Mm-hmm.
And when people...
He and the family, Phil. He and the family, because when you have someone in your family that's affected like that, everybody in the family is affected.
It is. But just kind of a word for that, it's interesting. His son went in the Marine Corps and served 7 tours of duty in Vietnam.
Wow.
And he wanted to go back for an 8th, and they just wouldn't let him, and he ended up becoming a DI drill instructor at Parris Island.
He's at Parris Island. If he was in San Diego, might have been the drill instructor I ran into.
Well, bad. He probably wasn't very nice.
Yeah.
But
they aren't. But no, I see, what little did they realize, I was raised by nuns, so I was preconditioned, so it was okay.
Oh, yeah, well, you were, then it was like going to camp for you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
but
awesome.
Anyway, yeah, but you're exactly right. I mean, and this, you know, this kind of legacy weaves in and out of, you know, the citizens of America, and it is a proud history. But I got to tell you, I'm really renewed and enthused by the renewal of the Republican Party and conservative values. I know in this next segment we're going to spend a little bit more time in talking about, you know, a critical value, a conservative value, as simple as just being able to say the Pledge of Allegiance and praying in school.
Correct, yeah. And I, it's kind of funny. It almost felt like Reagan kind of moments at the RNC, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Well, that was the deal, but you could just see, as some commentary said, well, this isn't the Mitt Romney or John McCain Republican Party or the George Bush Republican Party anymore.
No, I think the stand was bold. I think it was done with excellence. You know, like you said, the naturalization of citizens there on the stage was amazing to me. And it was a great reminder to see the flag flying on every side and remind us of that who we are,
Exactly.
as a nation.
And that we are a forgiving nation as well, a nation that believes in second chances. Donald Trump has led the way on this. And that pardoning of John Ponder last night, I mean, how touching was that?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how you stop talking about it. I have a friend that his wife is actually a political analyst, and And, you know, he has just got a huge company that's doing very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
But he's an entrepreneur. He started with nothing and worked himself up. And, you know, he's still a fairly young guy. He's probably about 36, 38.
Yes.
Father of two, served in the military. And, you know, he's thrilled. I mean, he couldn't stop talking about it yesterday. I mean, he was just ecstatic.
Well, I think it's good to be conservative again. And this is what's starting to bubble up. That are conservative and these tried and true traditional values we're starting to revisit, and I believe this is going to lead to a lot of renewal. More from Phil Hotzenpiller after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Only 1 in 4 Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing, our politicians are corrupt, and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
I love this lyric. It's such a word of encouragement. that, that's where we are in the spectrum at times. We just haven't seen it yet. I think, Pastor Phil, that, you have the people in Portland watching their city being burned down and what's going on in Chicago and the violence still on the streets of America today. And, that might be the message for the citizens there that, just because the way it is right now doesn't mean that's the way it'll always be. I always tell the kids that experience defines preference, and I believe the citizens there in Portland are learning the hard way, through experience, the burning down of buildings and the destruction of, dreams of people. I mean, that's where my heart breaks is I think of, these small businesses that are being destroyed and jobs lost because of, these demonstrations. And, even the First Lady last night, I God bless her for bringing it up and just saying, look, this is not an appropriate way. Stop doing this. This is not the way to, to deal with things that you feel are unjust. And I appreciated that she called them out. I mean, the Democrats, they were absolutely crickets on that whole issue.
Well, and here's the thing. People are moving out of these cities. And I have a friend that he's a videographer. He was just in New York City, and he said it's actually depressing there. Mm-hmm. And then I read an article that every moving company in New York is basically working 24/7 to get people out of there. They estimate 500,000 people have already moved out of New York or will move out.
Well, they're saying like 300 a day, Phil, right now. And I'm sure that's a low number because that was a couple of weeks ago. And a friend of mine in the real estate business said, Bill, there's 10,000 empty apartments in New York. When have you ever heard that?
No,
that's a huge number. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's amazing how short-sighted leadership wants to blame everything but their leadership.
Yes, exactly.
So.
Well, the buck's got to stop someplace. Go ahead.
I got the opening numbers for the RNC versus DNC, and this is according to the New York Post.
Yes.
One of the most conservative papers in America. And it said, that's a joke.
Yes.
It says that the opening night was 440,000 people tuned in to watch first night on the virtual GOP versus 76,000 of the DNC. So that's the virtual numbers right there. So that's a pretty big spread when you think about most people who are watching that way are probably going to be a little bit on the younger, a little bit more tech savvy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Well, and I thought it was interesting, too, because speaking of the Post, the opening line was ratings for the first night of the 2020 Republican National Convention trailed the Democrats' opening festivities, with far less people tuning into both virtual celebrations overall compared to the in-person high-energy extravaganzas of 2016. It's hard for them to give it to you straight.
Well, 2016 has no bearing on us today because and we're talking apples and oranges in terms of what's happening in our world and accessibility and rallies and everything else.
No, without a doubt. I mean, this is altogether different. Hopefully we won't have to experience this again, that we can get beyond this because this is the tough thing, Phil, is how do we get to the other side because of the, the fear mongering that has been exercised. Surrender of our liberties wholesale across the country. I mean, we have got to get on the other side of this thing or, if God forbid Donald Trump is not reelected and the Democrats take over, we are so preconditioned to surrender more liberties. People have no idea.
No, I think everyone was shocked how quickly Americans gave up liberty, in the face of a threat. If you could give it up in something as simple as a flu threat, and I'm not trying to undermine the seriousness of COVID-19, but if you could give up all the liberties that Americans gave up so quickly, then it sets a stage for a greater tyrant to come, no doubt.
Right. Well, that's what I'm concerned about. And the other thing is the psychological damage. Now they're starting to talk about the very things that Donald Trump, we've talked about on this show as well, the psychological impact that it would have. I mean, already suicides were at an increasing number, even amongst kids, 167 a day, Phil. Can you imagine? 167 families every day affected by a teen suicide in America today. How can that be? And these numbers are just increasing. I mean, we already have in the military 20 to 22 a day of you know, America's vets committing suicide. And these numbers, we knew were going to be exacerbated because of the psychological impact that all this quarantine was going to do to us, I believe this false narrative that the mainstream media has been complicit in. I mean, they're so quick to talk about wanting to put the blood of 176,000 and counting people at the doorstep of Donald Trump, but yet there's no consideration whatsoever for, you know, really some draconian policies that have been enacted mostly in blue states as opposed to the red states.
Yeah, and I think we see a history of how we control the minds of people. If you date back in the 1950s, you see kind of some of the things that CIA was doing to try to beat over our enemies. One of the things they did was social distancing. They found that they could isolate people. They literally could control a society. And so this is not new intelligence kind of strategy. And of course, many of us kind of remember the whole Manchurian candidate idea.
Right.
That was introduced. And so there's a lot of really interesting things. If we know our history, then we know we can track things and we can prevent future. And that's one of the strategies to let's get rid of our history.
Yes.
As well as get rid of things like prayer in our schools and allegiance to a nation and so forth. And that's one of the things that's been fascinating to me. If you looked back on the history of school prayer, because if you go back and take generations, what generation was mostly affected by this? Well, it wasn't the kids in 1963 who all of a sudden they couldn't pray in school.
Mm-hmm.
It became their parents and their parents' parents. And so if you start taking those generations, you can see the outflow of what happened in that day. And I don't know if you've ever read this, Bill, but the school prayer for New York in 1963 read like this: Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence on thee. We beg thy blessing upon us, our parents, our teachers, and our country. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's about 20 words, but packed with power.
Yes.
Set the tone for every student every day of their life up until 1963.
And all of a sudden, those words, those 20 words, became bad. And they were eliminated, like, almost overnight.
They were, and the pattern's the same. A few atheists, they file a lawsuit, and all of a sudden it gets everything kind of working in that direction. There were two landmark decisions that were done in 62 and 63, and finally the Supreme Court declared that school-sponsored prayer and Bible readings was unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we've got time to do this, Congressman...
We got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Okay, but the agenda set by the Communist Party, Congressman Herlong in 63, read into the congressional record, the 88th Congress,
mm-hmm.
The things were, how do we take control of the country, America, we eliminate prayer, we control schools, we soften the curriculum, we infiltrate churches, and we discredit the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Welcome to 2020.
Right, exactly. And actually, you know, what was read into the record in 1963 was a re-pronouncement of what was entered into the record at the turn of the 20th century. As, you know, after Darwinism took hold and suddenly it became fashionable to speak against God, which was amazing. And, but it was progressives' concerted effort to, number one, take over the public school system, which they did at the turn of the century. And here we are today wondering, how did we get here?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we're paying a big price. This is what happens when you turn your back on God, as Ronald Reagan so appropriately said. A nation under God who no longer, you know, binds itself under God is a nation gone under. And,
yeah.
Well, Taya, we're so close right there. But I believe, but for a remnant of God's faithful people who continue to pray that God's will be done and God's blessings continue on this nation. But for that, I believe, but we are still ripe for judgment, no doubt about it, Phil, right?
Well, and guess what?
God's
got a Hail Mary.
Amen.
Well, we look to him. You got it. Bill Hotzenbiller, thank
mortgage
you.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo among the speakers at last night's second night of the Republican National Convention. Pompeo delivering his speech from Jerusalem, praising the president's foreign policy, including a recent Middle East peace deal.
And just 2 weeks ago, the president brokered a historic peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. This is a deal that our grandchildren will read about in their history books.
Police in Kenosha, Wisconsin have now confirmed that two people died overnight in riots in the streets of that city following the weekend shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man who was shot repeatedly by police as he was walking towards his car to get in. Republican lawmakers in the state say Governor Tony Evers could have stopped some of the violence by accepting help from President Trump, which the governor waved away. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, we'll give you that attitude, let me tell you. And it's you better be careful because more and more people are realizing with what we're seeing in the Republican National Convention, this virtual convention, is that there's nothing wrong with conservatism. If anything, if conservatism needed to be reborn, it is now, and Gerard Lomero joins us now. He's the author of Real World Socialism, political analyst, and expert on forecast models. Dr. Lomero, good to have you with us as always. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you. You have a phenomenal show.
Well, it's very kind of you to say. We've got a lot to catch up on, of course. One of the go-to conversations that you and I always have is let's take a look at the numbers. I mean,
sure.
You know, we talk about there's a lot of conversation from the left regarding voter suppression, and there's all different kinds of ways to suppress the vote. And I believe, which I've been increasingly concerned about, is whether, you know, it's through social media, things that Google has been doing, Facebook, I mean, doing everything they can to squash conservatism and conservative values and a conservative voice. There's other things that are doing being done and suppressing the vote. And I believe that this false narrative and these poll numbers, the way they're put out there, I mean, you know, it's absolutely heinous what they're doing, you know, against the body politic.
I think they're trying to make news with the polls. And I have looked at whenever polls have the in-depth numbers that are behind them. Mm-hmm. I look at that, look at their methodology, and I have a lot of questions about how they're doing it. It looks to me like they are intentionally or unintentionally getting the wrong numbers.
Well, like you said, they're going for the headlines, Gerard. I mean, this
right.
is the order of the day. That still doesn't, doesn't cause them to escape any kind of culpability or responsibility. And this is where people need to wise up and say, hey, wait a minute, these are the polls I followed last time, and they proved to be false. Why would I continue to listen to what they say? You know, for example, like, you know, people don't want to hear from Susan Rice anymore. And the reason being is because she's not very credible. They don't want to hear from Hillary Clinton anymore because there have been so many incredible things that have come out of their mouths that it's like, now, I just soon, you know, I'll find another channel. I'm going to switch out of there immediately because they're of no interest. I mean, they clearly have invalidated themselves because of their lack of respect and connection to the truth.
That's right. Let me give your listeners some new data that they haven't heard in the mainstream media. And I've just been talking about it today and yesterday, and that is that the Democratic registration numbers are changing against Joe Biden. Believe it or not, they are losing 1% registration per month, whereas the Republican Party is gaining 1.5% registration across the country per month. That, in the last 2 months, means a 5% difference in what the polling number should be,
exactly.
just from that factor alone. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the polls are accurate this time, and they certainly weren't accurate in 2016.
What's happening? What are people reacting to, Gerard? Are you able to determine that?
Well, yes. One of the biggest thing is they're afraid for their lives. They are not comfortable in city after city after city. Tremendous anger going on. And that's one of the biggest factors. The next thing is the economy. They don't like what's going on. They don't like to be locked down unnecessarily. Some of them believe it's totally unnecessary. But more importantly, they're thinking, how does this country rebuild when it's over? And Trump has a great track record in their minds over the economy. Biden and Barack Obama, they basically oversaw an economy that they said was shrinking. You got to get used to it. Americans don't like that. They don't like that negative outlook. They like the positive vision. And the convention right now is reinforcing the positive vision that Trump is offering the country, and they like it. And every day, thousands of voters are going to Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've maintained that if people want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done, right? And when you look at Biden, Obama, versus Trump and Pence, so what they've been able to affect, I mean, there's a clear differential here. And even more so to your earlier point, the lawlessness that's happening on the streets of America, interesting that those are happening in Democratic-controlled enclaves. And so they want to stick this on Donald Trump, but it's very difficult when you have a Democratic mayor or a Democratic governor controlling the state, right?
Right. And yesterday, the White House chief of staff said on national TV that Donald Trump offered the governor of Wisconsin help yesterday.
Yes. Right.
A lot more help than he had to basically put down the rioting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and that governor turned it down. And then look what we had overnight. We have deaths.
Right. Well, this has been going on. I mean, you know, for 80 nights, 80 plus nights in Portland, this is,
yeah,
I mean, come on.
Daily thing in Portland.
Exactly. It's crazy.
Right. I want to give you some other data, too, that might be of interest to listeners.
Please.
And that is, I look at some important variables. I look at voter intensity and voter enthusiasm. I think I've pioneered in trying to understand Americans' voter enthusiasm, voter intensity for candidates. And right now, Joe Biden's voter enthusiasm is lower than Hillary Clinton's was in 2016 or Mitt Romney's was in 2012. That tells you a lot about who's going to win the election right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you, I'm in California right now, okay? This is a one-party state, and
right.
we don't mean Republican, okay?
No.
I see Trump, Trump-Pence signs, banners, bumper stickers. I have not seen one. I've not seen one Biden-Harris bumper sticker. I haven't seen one Biden banner. I've seen Governor Newsom impeachment. You know, there's a movement to impeach, you know, the Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom. I see more of those signs increasing, which could be telltale. And maybe part of your study, as you say, you look at these indicators and start to get an idea. Okay, well, the momentum is shifting here. And I don't know. I mean, the Democrats are so well entrenched in this one party state of California. I don't know what it's going to take short of a revolution of some sort.
Well, there are a lot of people angry in California. A lot of people are going to work hard to displace those Democrats that have taken over the state. We have the problem with about 3 million voters on the rolls in California that will be mailed ballots that are not legitimate voters.
Yeah, and those have already been identified. Judicial Watch went ahead and fought heavy for that. They got them to agree to half of that number, and they still haven't eliminated that number. So mail votes will be sent out, as you said. And what does that do in terms of compromising and invalidating a good vote when you have somebody who all of a sudden is out there ballot harvesting and grabbing these mail-in votes? I mean, this,
this is dangerous. They are mailing ballots to dogs and cats, believe it or not.
Right.
Not to mention people that have moved out and people who have died.
Exactly.
And that is utterly, utterly, I think, against the spirit of the Constitution. And they're just flagrantly throwing this in our system out the window because they don't like our system.
No.
And,
well, the Democrats clearly are very desperate, Gerard.
They are.
This was brought out during the Kavanaugh hearings. Lindsey Graham could not contain himself indicting the Democrats for their lust for power. He said to God, I hope to God you don't get it. And here they are so close to getting that power. And they were so close to having it. Had Hillary Clinton been elected president, we'd be living in a different America already. I mean, you know, I'm sure COVID under Hillary Clinton, you know, like other, you know, pandemics in the past, they'd have been managed. There would not have been a lockdown. But because it's Donald Trump, you know, all the forces and powers have come across, you know, as you said earlier, not to let a good crisis go to waste. And the Democrats have been trying to take Donald Trump out. You know, they've been trying to take his knees out from underneath him, you know, from day one. So why stop now, right?
Absolutely, you're right.
You know, this is what's happening in our country. And we always appreciate Dr. Gerard Lomero, you know, breaking down the numbers, the real numbers. I mean, he's one of, you know, a very small handful of people who got it right in 2016. So, again, in that spirit of you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. We are holding to our confidence in Dr. Lomero and the numbers that he presents to us. We've got more from him after this.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. A new artificial intelligence breakthrough could make MRI scans significantly faster. So a scan that takes an hour today may take just minutes in the future. Faster scans would be better for patients, especially those who are in pain, young children, and others who have trouble remaining still. The new technique was developed by Fast MRI, an open source research project from NYU Langone Health and Facebook AI. Now, a first of its kind clinical study to be published in the American Journal of Retinology confirms these AI-created images are just as diagnostically accurate as traditional MRIs. Additional testing is underway, and the Fast MRI team is open sourcing their code to enable others to use and build on their work. Dr. Michael P. Recht is the Lewis Marks Professor and Chair of Radiology at NYU Langone Health.
This is a significant milestone, and it shows that with AI, we can significantly improve the patient experience and provide the benefits of MRIs to many more people.
Visit fastmri.org.
Here's Dawn Schenck with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in the languages people were born to speak.
The threat of kidnappings is prevalent in Nigeria, where thousands of Christians are facing persecution as they trust in and glorify God with encouragement from the Tide Ministry's Gospel Radio Project. One listener wrote, "A month ago, my younger sister was kidnapped with her daughter. I prayed without ceasing, sewed without ceasing, evangelized without ceasing, danced without ceasing, and today God has set my sister and her daughter free. I came to give him all the glory." A high crime rate, poverty, unemployment, plus tribal and religious tension create dangerous living conditions. Christians often become easy targets because they stand in contrast to the surrounding suspicion and violence. Nigerian Christians desperately need our prayer and support.
To read more inspiring stories about how Jesus is touching lives through the Tide Radio Ministry in Nigeria, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, as a service to us, we the people, Dr. Gerard Lomero has presented the book, Real World Socialism, so much to be understood because, you know, things have not been taught in the school. Anecdotally, we may have passed that down. There are some generations who have come from real-world socialistic experiences. You know, last night we saw, you know, with the swear-in of new citizens of and patriots for our great country, you know, it's quite touching. And to hear their individual stories, amazing. And they, I think in some cases especially, have to wonder, why is America even, you know, considering socialism when they themselves have experienced it firsthand? It just seems totally incongruous to them, Gerard, that America would be even talking about socialism and embracing socialism policies when we see time and time again historically that they've been devastating to the people that they supposedly are supposed to serve.
Socialism always leads the spiritual, moral, and economic bankruptcy. That's what I found in my study, and I studied socialism for years in depth. I have an incredible library on it, and I put together a book about a year and a half ago that I said is going to be the fundamental issue in the 2020 election. I said, the trend is socialism is going to be the biggest issue in 2020. I wrote the book for that reason. Mm-hmm. This book is talking about our election.
Exactly.
It's talking about all the ins and outs, all the arguments they give you, why their arguments are all wet. They just don't hold water economically, they don't hold water politically, and they're wrong for people morally. And this book covers it. It's Real World Socialism. I think it's the best book ever written on socialism. And if you face people who are telling you socialism is wonderful, get this book. It'll give you the ammunition to talk to them and try to help to reason with them. They don't typically want a reason. They only want to move ahead with their own ideas because real-world socialism is really a religion unto itself.
Without a doubt. I mean, that's what I was just going to say, is that what they're trying to do is erase God. And
they are.
And look what we've done in postmodern America today, where we've turned our back on God in so many ways. But that's the key linchpin, ladies and gentlemen, to everything. I know some people don't want to hear that. They're very comfortable to live a life without God. And I say the primary motivation for that is so that people will do as they darn well please. And
right.
We know when people do as they darn well please, it really doesn't fare well. I mean, there's not much of a positive legacy that you leave, you know, down the road for your kids and your grandkids, living life as you darn well please. We have done that. I mean, our generation, you know, with love the one you with, sex, drugs, rock and roll, all that. I mean, we've devastated our kids. I mean, this is all part of our legacy. And for those of us who have repented and realized that, you know, spirituality and our faith is absolutely critical. Our founding fathers, you know, said that the Constitution was designed for a moral and an honest seeking people. And when you have a breakdown in morality, which is, you know, connected with God, when you do that, you have the America of the 21st century that we're experiencing right now, where you've got, you know, an increasing number of divorces, fatherlessness. We've got riots in the streets. All this is a manifestation of us turning our backs on God.
Absolutely. Eternal law, divine law, all the laws that the Bible teaches are truth.
Mm-hmm.
And they are commandments from God not to make our lives miserable, but to really give us guideposts to get through life successfully.
So that it would go well with us. You know, that's what he told Cain. If you do right, will it not go well for you? So if it's not going right for you, if it's not going well for you right now, maybe the question is, where is it that I'm not doing right? Where did I abandon God? And maybe for some people, just as the Republican Party is renewing itself and getting back to first principles, as we're seeing right now, maybe this is a great example and an encouragement for all of us to pause for a moment and reconsider, you know, the lives that we're leading and to get back to first principles. That's, you know, that is my prayer. If America is going to continue and we're going to be, really great again, truly, it's going to be because we decide to really be a nation, one nation under God. In fact, coming up, Gerard, I don't know if you were aware of this, but there's going to be an event in Washington, D.C. at the mall called The Return. My good friend Rabbi Jonathan Kahn and others, Kevin Jessup, are involved in organizing this. They're expecting at least 500,000 people, socially distanced and all that, at the mall, focused on a day of repentance. You know, many people have been calling for revival, but we maintain what precedes revival always is repentance. We've got to reconcile ourselves to Almighty God, who blessed this nation and gave it a purpose and a promise. And so we need to reconcile with that purpose and promise and repent. And I believe that God will heal our lands. But this is going to be taking place in September on the 26th, and we hope to see everybody out there.
Well, I'll tell you, the long-term trends and the intermediate trends are leading us in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Our country has a great need and is expressing that in many different ways for, mm-hmm. if you will, not only a return to morality, but a return to God.
Amen.
And it's happening, and I believe that this particular set of arguments looks terrible to us today. But we're being shown something by God. We're being shown what is it like to live without morality. You have anarchy in the cities. And by the way, socialism, let me make one other point. It was conceived by atheists. You know, Karl Marx's grandfather was a great, well-known rabbi. He rejected the Jewish faith. He rejected Christianity. And since then, one of the remarkable things I found is that most of the thinkers and most of the doers in socialism were outright atheists and rejected that. And what they're trying to tell people, which is false, is the fact that you can have heaven on earth if you give them all your freedom, you give them all your resources, they'll take care of you. Mm-hmm. They're trying to put themselves in the place of God, and they're not. And they always fail.
Yeah, they're stealing what's not theirs. I mean, where were they at the start of the American Revolution? Where were the atheists when it came time to design the Declaration of Independence and write up our Constitution and Bill of Rights? Where were the atheists? But then down the road, they find an opening and they want to steal what doesn't belong to them, and they want to, you know, preempt what is at the very heart of the American people. And it will happen if America remains passive. But I, like you, I'm starting to see a raising up of...
Trends are moving that way.
Mm-hmm.
The trends are moving that way. And a point I mentioned to you on the break there, and I think I'll mention now, is that this is the most important presidential election since 1789. And why do I say that? In 1789, the number one issue was, should we ratify the Constitution? And it was ratified by a number of states. North Carolina and Rhode Island didn't ratify it in time to vote in the Electoral College. And New York State did ratify it, but they sent their electors too late to the Electoral College. And so only 10 states out of 13 actually voted and elected George Washington president. And the country basically celebrated that election because they had decided to ratify the Constitution. They had their first election, and they were in business. And we had 244 years of prosperity and success and a lot of wonderful things that have happened since then. This is the most important election. Why? Because you have Trump and the Republicans, not all of whom are perfect by any means in that, but nevertheless, they believe in the Constitution, the rule of law, morality, freedom, peace, and prosperity. And the other side clearly are in favor of socialism, communism, Marxism, anarchy, and chaos. And the Green New Deal would utterly destroy us and bankrupt us within 2 years, tops.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be completely bankrupt. We'd be starving. We would not have the energy we need. We would not have the food we need. We could not get our products to market.
Yeah.
They want to destroy our transportation system, all because they want to control everything. And boy, Hugo Chavez, he was going to give us everything for free when he was elected. He got elected, and guess what? They went from the number one economy in Venezuela, South America, Venezuela was,
right.
And they became a bankrupt, poverty-stricken country where people are starving. We will have the same thing.
Yeah, eating out of the back of trash trucks. That's what the people in Venezuela are subjected to today, brought to you by socialism, ladies and gentlemen. And we want that here in America? You want that for your kids and your grandkids? How?
No. Yeah. And yet, it's so subtle what they do. They try to tell you you're going to get everything. You're going to get free food. You're going to get free medical care. You're going to get free transportation. You're going to have everything for free. If you just give your lives over to them, give them the power, they'll take care of you. That's why I say socialism is sold by using false hopes and deceit. It's downright deceit.
It's amazing to me they use your money too, Gerard. I mean, they're using the people's money, and at the end of the day, even now going into this, there's no guarantee that Bernie Sanders or forget about Joe Biden, or AOC and others would be leading the way, because as we always know, when socialism takes root, that's only the beginning of a power structure and a redefinition of the power structure that becomes quite devastating. Of course, that's what history has taught us, right?
Absolutely. And example after example. And they're documented in my book.
Well, there it is. And the book available at all the usual places, right?
You bet.
I highly recommend it. Get your hands on Real World Socialism. It's been a long time coming. There's a lot of research and hard work that Dr. Gerard Lomero has put into it. What they didn't teach you in school, you can learn in Real World Socialism. Dr. Gerard Lomero, as always, an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much, sir. Take care. Have a great day.
With you. You too.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.